you take us through the big play, the 39-yard pass deep down the field. I mean, you were pretty wide open. Looked like you almost were able to get back up and finish it off.
Almost. You know, pretty much it was busted coverage or, you know, the guys wasn't real disciplined at AM. We stayed with the play. Ryan kept the play alive, and he found me, man, for a huge play.
Career day for you, his first fourth quarter comeback of his career. What were you seeing? What were the two of you seeing in that last drive?
We was just on the same page. We saw what coverages they lined up in, and, you know, the coaches did a great job by dialing it up. And, you know, it was just perfect timing for the specific calls. And Coach stretched it all week about making the necessary plays, and we knew that that could be the difference in the game.
His demeanor in the huddle, as always, poised.
Same.
Never rattled?
Never.
Devon, what was your reaction when you saw that field goal?
I was excited. You know, we practiced 2 minute about 50 times, you know, all week, and something that we had to get better at, you know. So this was a great opportunity for us to go out and execute and execute with fashion and then win the ball game. So we're excited.
What does it mean for you guys? A couple long drives when you guys needed them, just moving the ball down the field?
Just answering. You know, obviously they, you know, they took the kick return back, you know, which kind of deflated our energy or whatever and kept our poise. You know, we stayed focused, stayed calm, and like I said, made the necessary plays.
How big is it that you guys played better as the game went on, which hasn't really been the case?
Right. Absolutely. I think that was key. We never got rattled. They had a couple real long drives, you know, held the ball for a long time. And we just continued to kept swinging, you know, stayed poised, stayed in control, man. And just, you know, when Ryan dialed him up and got right, he hit the open guys. Everybody was just on point today.
You guys were having success both through the air and on the ground, Reggie and Daniel, a couple of big runs. How good did it feel to have that balance again?
Hey, that's the only way that our offense is going to be successful. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to set up the play action off the run. When we're having a good day in both aspects of the game, I think we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Anything special said? After, I mean, Audrey gets the sack, takes him out of field goal range, and you make the fair catch on the punt. Is it, okay, this was our chance?
Right,
it,
absolutely. Finish. We knew, you know, when the defense, when we was out there getting ready to catch the punt, we knew what time it was. It was opportunity for us to win the game, and that's what we did.
Did you get hit by the sprinkler, or what was your
I did. I never saw that before, not even in high school, so it was new for me, too. It was actually pretty cool, though.
You actually got hit, though?
I didn't get hit.
Thought you were watching a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial there?
I was on alert, man, so I was good. I was ducking and jiving or whatever. So.
What can you guys take out of this? You got New England next week and get that momentum going again.
We knew Seattle was a good team coming in. Obviously, they had to travel across the country to come play us, but we knew what type of team they was going to be. And for us to beat a good team like that, obviously, it gives us confidence to go in next week. So. We know who we're dealing with, and we got to stay the course, stay focused.